Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
The Ryder Cup edition. Someone's gonna have to explain to me how a 43-year-old man is eligible, 44,
maybe,
for the Junior Ryder Cup edition. I had a bad feeling about the Jay Sternberger pick on draft day, and it turns out, for once, I was right, edition. And, of course, it's Wednesday, so you know what that means. The Steve the Homer True edition, but also a bonus guest, Bill Schroeder. Not Bill Schrader. Bill Schroeder of Valley Sports Wisconsin, the former Milwaukee Brewers catcher, and Greendale Martin Luther Girls High School basketball assistant coach. Is also scheduled to appear. Edition of Wilde and Tausch. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, and of course, on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free WisconsinOnDemand.com, and the Wisconsin On Demand app, which allows you to get this here podcast where you get all the rest of your podcasts. I prefer Spotify, but you got all kinds of options. Check out Wisconsin On Demand today. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Park Bank ESPN Madison studios. And from the Ryder Cup, it is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I'm good, bud. How are you guys?
I'm great, thanks. How are things at Whistling Straits?
Well, I just pulled in and got here with, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes extra. There's a lot of people here already. I know it's a practice day, but I ran into a couple of Ryder Cup folks already. Everybody's fired up. I think it's going to be a big weekend for the USA.
Did you run into Steve Stricker as you were hustling into your position?
No, I have not run into Steve, but I did run into Mario Tiziani, and I had mentioned about, you know, potentially being the head security, but they needed you here for 6 to 7 days, and I couldn't commit to that. So I got offered to jump in the team picture, and I had a pass because I committed to doing this show. So with all that said, it's going to be a great, great week up here at, I guess the town is called Haven, actually. I know we think Kohler, but it's the actual course is in Haven, which is another. Maybe we'll get a caller from Haven today.
Ain't misbehaving. Are you? So wait, you're in like the team picture? What team picture? Like the Junior Ryder Cup team? Or are you like you got your arm around Bryson DeChambeau in the photo?
No, it would have been around Bryson, and it's not. But that's not going to happen again. I think the photos I see on the schedule, the big boards up here, it is 10:15, and again, that doesn't fit my schedule, so that's not going to happen.
If it's the difference between you being in the team photo and not, we can figure out a way
Jason,
to cover for you
Jason,
during that time.
Jason, yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to be in the team photo.
I understand that
okay?
Now, but I just wanted to... Okay, Munchkin. Okay, so you're not going to be in the team photo. What are you doing there?
I am going to play some golf this afternoon. They typically do like a Junior Ryder Cup, right, where they have the U.S. plays Europe. Just like the big boys and girls, they have a Junior Ryder Cup. Well, the Junior European team is not coming. At least that's what my understanding is. Again, this is I found out about this late last week, so spare me if you're going to yell at me and ask me a bunch of detailed questions. I'm not going to know the answer to that. But myself, Coach Budenholzer from the Bucks, and Mark Murphy are captaining teams full of juniors. I don't know what the format is. We will be playing 11 holes of golf this afternoon. And I'm excited about it. And we are going to win. I know, you know, Coach Bud, hey, congrats. You guys got world champions. You guys are the, you know, defending world champions. You guys start up pretty soon. It ain't going to matter this afternoon. We're coming for everything. And I did get the list of my team. And Max came up with me. Sarah came up with me. They're going to walk. I was going to put Max as caddy, but he's not. We have somebody from the Top Shots. I don't know if you watched that show on Netflix. It was a golf show. And Max was excited. I didn't know. I would have had no idea. But he told me, and I will get you the name right now. The name is Alexa Pano. So he's excited. She is a celebrity. I would say in the golf world, a much bigger celebrity than myself. And it's going to be the two of us. And then there's two other kids. Ben James, who is, by the Scudder Report, probably going to be our best stick, and then Wells Williams. So we actually have, let me scrap that, we have five golfers. So it'll be me and then four pros, and I expect to play well this afternoon.
So who is the best golfer of you, Bud, and Mark Murphy?
So I have played in a bunch of outings with Mark Murphy. He's okay. I think his handicap is better than me, but if we're playing a handicapped match, I'll play Mark Murphy for a bunch of Packer stock. I feel pretty good about that as a handicapped player. I have no idea. I think, and Gabe Neitzel, who's down here, 7-9, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, did a great job of setting me up. I don't know. Do you have any idea on Coach Bud's handicap? You've been around. He does not know. I am hearing that he's a low handicap. It's windy. It's chilly. And I'm still going to be wearing shorts. So I like my chances. I think I'm going to handle the cold better than Coach Bud.
Yeah, I have the team list here for all of the pairings. And as you mentioned, Ben James, Sophie Linder, Wells Williams, and Alexa Pano on Team 2, the Badgers, captained by former Green Bay Packers and Wisconsin Badgers offensive lineman Mark Tauscher. I have that right in front of me. I don't know any of these other names beyond Mike Budenholzer and Mark Murphy. If you want to throw him off his game, make sure you ask him why he's avoiding me when he goes for his walks.
But I'll make sure to bring that up.
You are teeing off at 1:15, and you are feeling really good about your game and the conditions. You feel like the wind is helping you?
Yes, I'm a wind. Yeah, I mean, I love cold. I think the fact that the wind is going to be coming off the lake, I think helps. I've played this course. I have pretty good knowledge on the course, and I have a caddy that I'm bringing that is a real pro. So we'll see. I'll give you a full report tomorrow, but I'm expecting, and again, not understanding anything about what the format's going to look like, I feel pretty confident that we'll have a good day.
Ben James is 18 years old out of Milford, Connecticut. Wells Williams is 17 out of West Point, Mississippi. Sophie Linder
is a Favre guy.
There you go. Sophie Linder is 17 out of Carthage, Tennessee.
She's going to be a Cliffy fan.
SEC's a team here, Tosh.
And Alexa Pano is 17 out of Lake Worth, Florida.
Wow.
Alexa's 17 already?
SEC. SEC.
Yeah, I thought it was real funny that Max knew her right out of the gates. And so he's excited to meet her. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun afternoon. And we'll see. I hope that, when they called me and asked me to play, they said, do you have any issues hitting in front of a bunch of people? And I said, no, I don't have any issues hitting in front of a bunch of people. I just hope that the people don't have a bunch of issues with me hitting in front of them.
Do you have a lot of experience doing that? You play a lot of golf?
Yeah,
I've played a lot of charity things.
I would say I've, in front. I don't think there will be any of the magnitude of this from a crowd standpoint. I don't know how many people are going to be out here today. I see just watching the Golf Channel feed, there are already a bunch of people here. This will be the biggest. I've played in like the, you know, the obviously the AmFam Championship, the one where
right.
Andy and I won. There was a, you know, couple thousand people at that. I've played in the U.S. Open, kind of a similar thing, the Women's U.S. Open that was down here. So I've played in a few of these. I think today will be the biggest and probably most important crowd. This is the one I want. I want to win this one. So I'll have the competitive juices flowing.
Are you nervous? Like, do you get nervous for stuff like this today?
I am not. Because, listen, the way I look at it, I got four players that are playing with me that are going to be dynamite. I know where my role is. And I'm just going to chip in on two or three holes. That is going to be my plan. I'm going to try to make a bunch of par net birdies for all of you that follow the club pro guy. Net four, baby. That's what I'm looking for. Net fours and net threes. If I can do that, we're going to be in a good spot.
Jesse, do you think that that question was just answered honestly based on Tausch's mood through the first 11 minutes of the program?
I think... I don't think Tausch is nervous. I think Tausch might be a little anxious to get going. I think his mind is
yet.
On the match.
I will be fired up probably around noon, but no, I am not remotely nervous right now. That's not to say I won't be, but no, the nerves are not running high right now. It's more I'm fired up. I think it's going to be real fun.
Well, we're excited for you for this opportunity. We certainly want you to do your part with your teammates. I'm just a little worried that Ben James is the only one from an area where there might be chilly weather and windy conditions in Connecticut.
Yeah.
So that's why I was going through their locales. But I'm sure they're all terrific pros and they'll all be great. I was a little bit, you know, when you said it was windy and chilly, I know you're tough playing the cold of Lambeau Field and no sleeves on your underneath your jersey. But the conditions sound like they could make things interesting today. So good luck. 11
well,
holes.
You, son.
Is this designed by Andy North?
No, Andy would go 12, obviously, with his 12th North track. No, you play one, you play nine, and then you play the back nine. And 18 is obviously where everything's going to crescendo. And that's where you're going to have to make your cash, is on 18. And I've played that. You got to hit a good drive, and then there's a long iron in your hand, and that's where hopefully my juniors are going to kind of pick up the load there. But we'll see. Again, I think it's just going to be a ton of fun, and I'm very honored that I get an opportunity to join this group of youngsters and go out and play a Ryder Cup course. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. We're excited for you for the opportunity. We will talk more about it. It's an interesting window into what your day will look like, and it sounds to me like it might be wise to close the windows on the pro shop and maybe the restaurant just to keep the cold out. If you do that, of course, they've got to be Gina Della from Pella.
It's always Gina Della from Pella, and if you're a Packers fan, you want them to come out a winner this season or next year? Well, of course, this season. As the official proud window partners of Titletown, Pella, Wisconsin can make it so you can window this season too. Yep, while so many others are saying wait till next year to have your leaky, stuck, or squeaky windows and doors replaced, Pella, Wisconsin can have your new windows installed in as little as 8 weeks. 8 weeks with supply chain issues and everything else, that is crazy quick. Why shiver like you're in the middle of a huddle at Lambeau Field, or if you're out here on the lake and you don't have the proper clothing? What? You don't need to do that. Go ahead and get Pella Windows, and right now is the time to do it. 555 is back. Get up to 5 years, no interest, 5 months, no first payment, and if you order at your initial appointment, even up to 5% same-day order savings. Combine all this with the 2020 survey, rated Pella Windows number one for highest value, highest quality, and most preferred by Green Bay and Milwaukee homeowners. That is a real green and gold package victory. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com/radio or give a call at 855-PellaWI. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
Tausch is at the Ryder Cup. I am at Lambeau Field, and Jay Sternberger is no longer at Lambeau Field. The Packers moving on from their 2019 third-round draft pick. We'll talk about that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance. Over my head, I'm out of my mind.
House is live from the Ryder Cup at Whistling Straits in Haven, suburb of Kohler. I'm in Lambeau Field where the Packers are getting ready for the San Francisco 49ers. Got to figure out how we're going to ask Matt LaFleur how he felt about one of his friends tampering with his quarterback. We'll work on that as we get ready for him to speak after practice today. Aaron Rodgers scheduled to speak before practice around 12:30. So we'll see what the quarterback has to say and report back. But one person who will not be at practice, as he came off their suspended list and then came off their roster, was Jay Sternberger. Tausch, now, it's easy to second-guess draft picks all day long. But when they drafted Jay Sternberger, which was the same class that you selected Kingsley Kike, he had spent 2 years at Kansas where he was redshirted the first year and caught one pass the second year. Then he transferred to Northeast Oklahoma State A&M Directional School Junior College. And then he spent 1 year at Texas A&M, where he caught 40 balls and change, had 10 touchdowns. And they drafted him in the third round. And then they said that they didn't think he was that far beneath T.J. Hockenson and Noah Fant, the two tight ends out of Iowa. And as Packers fans,
that was a miscalculation.
Yeah, T.J. Hockenson, pretty good. Got a good look at him on Monday night when the Packers played the Lions. So, Tausch, this is one of those where you obviously picked based on potential, and 2 years in, you've decided that you'd rather have an undrafted free agent player from Indiana State who was a bouncer at a bar in Iowa in Dominique Daphne than a guy that you drafted in the third round. How do you view this news that Jay Sternberger is no longer on the roster? Because, frankly, it's not in any way a surprise to me.
No, you've been kind of on that for a bit, and I think that just shows you can have all the talent, you can be fast, you can have all this potential, but eventually it has to come out, and you have to go show that you can actually play. And he got a bunch of opportunities, and when you start factoring in, some of the other things, the tight end coach Uden, when he was commenting in camp, you knew there was some issues when Sternberg has the nice catch. I don't remember if that was in the first preseason game or if it was in the family night scrimmage.
Yep. You're right.
But everybody is excited. Oh yeah, and then he comes out and just basically dumped a bunch of cold water on it, saying, "Well, he's got to do that consistently." You could kind of feel like maybe practice habits, understanding what was to be expected. You never really felt like A-Rod was real gung-ho about what he was doing either. So when you start factoring all that in, and Bob Tonyan emerged. And when you have somebody that kind of pops up, you then want to find role players that are going to be special teamers, that can be H-back, can do different stuff, so that your room is real well, multidimensional. And it just seemed like that wasn't going to happen. Then you factor in the offseason or the off the field stuff, the 2-game suspension. The writing was on the wall. I'm sure this wasn't a shock, and I hope for Jace that this is a wake up call for him. And saying, just because I was a third round pick and I was some stud college tight end, it doesn't mean you're going to have a great NFL career. Now he's going to be in scramble mode, trying to find the next spot And once you, again, once that ball starts rolling, you become a journeyman. If you can't kind of catch on and really gain a coaching staff's trust, this is kind of your career path until you change it. And I don't think anybody in Green Bay is going to be overly, you know, I think you're excited. You hope the best for him, but I think they feel really good about their room. And I would be shocked if, you know, I know there's talk about practice squad and everything else. I think it's best for both parties. New start, fresh look, and let's see what happens.
So you mentioned Robert Tonyan, and obviously Bobby was signed to the practice squad by Ted Thompson late in the 2017 season, and he has come from very humble beginnings coming out of college to what he is today. And we saw him with a fantastic touchdown catch on a, I still don't believe how Aaron Rodgers got that ball in there, throw against Detroit. And look, Dominique Dafney is someone they really like. He's versatile. He can play fullback. He can block in line. He can split out. So as long as you have players at the position, you've done your job getting that room to be competitive and full of talent that you like. Josiah DeGuara is a third-round pick. He's struggled, obviously, with the knee injury. Now he missed the game with a concussion. But they like their group. Nevertheless, when you miss on third-round picks, and Tausch, their track record on third-round picks, not great, Bob. When you look at what they've done, and this being the latest example of it, and it goes back to Ted, too, this was a spot where Ron Wolf would always make up for his less-than-stellar first-round picks. Their third-round pick group is really a disappointing group, and Jay Sternberger's just the last one among them.
Yeah, I mean, you start looking. I know Tom Oates put a thing out on Twitter as Kyrie Thornton is one, and the list is not great, Bob, as you put it. But again, you know, to Goody's credit, he has nailed his first-round picks and second-round picks. He's done a fantastic job, and that's where you can really get those field tilters. But you do want to have a little bit more of a hit rate. You don't want to have the string of bad third-round, because there's plenty of great third-round picks that we've seen make big impacts on a lot of teams in Green Bay. It's been a struggle spot, again, you can overcome that. That's not the end of the world, but to have this string and this bad of a track record going all the way back to probably 2011, it's concerning, because these are guys that should be your core players for 7-8 years. And when you keep missing, you're still probably giving these guys opportunities that maybe you're not going to give somebody mm-hmm. that could come in and do it. That's that balancing act when you're trying to manage a roster.
The Packers' third-round picks since 2011, since Tausch picked that date via drafthistory.com, Alex Green, Kyrie Thornton, Richard Rodgers.
Richard Rodgers was a good pick. That, you could say that was a, he wasn't a bad pick. He got no. He gave you 4 years, a big catch. He did some nice stuff.
Yeah. Ty Montgomery.
Nah. Shouldn't have ran that kickback.
That was the end for him, yep.
Kyler Fackrell.
Good. That wasn't a bad pick.
I mean,
nine sacks 1 year. He had nine sacks.
you probably
didn't
want
he lead
more,
the
but,
team? Didn't he yes. lead the team in sacks?
Yeah,
for
that
a year?
Was the year where he had the famous sack where he was at, his back was to the quarterback. And he tripped and fell on top of the quarterback.
You are, you know what though? You're just don't hate, man. His
I don't. I like. No. I like Kyler Fackrell. That was just a funny play. You are exactly right. He did. It was like, it wasn't the butt fumble with Mark Sanchez. It was the butt sack. But be that as it may.
That's a fun word to say.
The butt sack.
Whoa, Nelly!
Yeah, hey, I didn't say it. Don't look at me. That's Jason that said it, not
well, you
myself.
You did repeat it. You did repeat it. All right,
oh,
Tyler Fackrell.
I think we have the Team USA all wearing cheese heads. Or is that, I hope that's not. If that's the European team, that is genius to go out there with the cheese heads thrown
in.
I think
heads.
Team Europe came in with all cheese heads. That looks like Rory dumping a cheese head into the crowd. Gamey, smart
savvy
move.
Maneuvering. Yeah.
Yes.
Just to finish the list, while Tausch, instead of having a television, Tausch has got live action at the Ryder Cup.
It is stimulus overload up here, yeah.
I had a feeling. Montrevious Adams, Oren Burks, Jace Sternberger, Josiah DeGuara, Amari Rodgers. So that is the remainder of the list. Obviously, Montrevious Adams, big-time disappointment, and Oren Burks, special teams guy. So I guess he's contributed some, but you'd like to get more out of him. And obviously, Jace Sternberger, 12 regular season receptions during his two-plus years here in Green Bay. Tausch, this would tell me that even though you may dream fearlessly when you are drafting, you might want to ensure carefully your third-round picks have other options that you've selected elsewhere in case they don't pan out here in Green Bay.
Absolutely. It was great to see, I think, 77,000-some-odd people up at Lambeau, and we're excited back at the Camp Randall. The fans are back, and to the Kohl Center, where you come together to celebrate our favorite teams. And to do that, American Family Insurance, they want to give you an unforgettable Badgers experience, including sideline passes, tours, exclusive swag, and more. Head over to amfam.com/badgers to enter today. The prize is awarded. You get one guest to come along. You get to go to a football or basketball home game in the OT 22-23 regular season, either at Camp Randall or the Kohl Center. You get a full tour of the facility for the applicable sporting event on that Friday before the game for the winner and a guest. You get on-court or on-field pictures. You get two pregame sideline passes. You get two merch bags full of Badgers gear and a $2,500 travel stipend. Again, that's amfam.com/badgers to enter today.
Bill Schroeder, the color voice on Bally Sports Wisconsin of Brewers Baseball, is going to reassure us that all is well. There's nothing to worry about.
Nerves. Everybody's getting a little nervy.
Feeling like 2011.
Yeah, I could see Jesse. Yeah, Jesse, you could, as overloaded or as, because you're not nervous about how you're going to play, but I got a feeling that maybe the challenges of getting to your spot and everything had you a little off your game initially. You're settled in now. Now Jesse's the one I'm worried about, because Jesse is starting to bring up some bad playoff memories that he's experienced as the diehard Brewers fan that he is. Hopefully, Bill Schroeder can reduce that anxiety for Jesse. He joins us, scheduled to appear next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Jesse, first of all, congratulations on actually booking a guest.
I did it! It's been 2 months, I think, since you've done that.
And he's a terrific guest. I am contractually obligated, given that he became my second favorite former Brewer, because I couldn't put him ahead of Robin Young. But once he came to my high school and started helping coaching the girls' basketball team, he was my guy. You hear him on Bally Sports Wisconsin, along with another one of our guys, Brian Anderson, and another one of our guys, Matt LePay. It is former Brewers catcher and Bally Sports Wisconsin's color man, Bill Schroeder, on Wilde and Tausch. Billy, good morning. How are you?
Thanks, man. Well, harking back to the days of Martin Luther High School. Very well done.
I thought about that.
That was the kind of way I got myself in shape before spring training, running up and down that court at Martin Luther.
I know I'm guilty of bringing that up literally every single time that you're on the show, so at least I'm consistent. Jesse's starting to worry. Can you tell Jesse everything's going to be okay? Take a deep breath. Just calm Jesse for us, will you, Bill?
Are you talking about the Packers, the Badgers, or what?
No,
I hope he's not worried about the Brewers, for crying out loud. I mean, they got a 9.5 game lead, 11 games to go. Cardinals are playing out of their minds right now. They are playing with a major sense of urgency. They've been, far and away the best team in baseball. 10 straight wins. And, you know, all good things for them are going to come to an end at some point, hopefully tonight. And, you know, you guys have been around sports a long time. You know, I mean, this team, this Brewer team, has been playing so well for so long. And sometimes, you know, when you just have the, you know, the brass ring and within your reach, you know, those last couple of wins sometimes are the toughest ones to come by. I mean, I think that the guys are just trying too hard. They have the champagne ready to go. They're excited about, you know, winning, you know, the division and clinching a division at home, something they haven't done in a long, long time. And, you know, it's going to come. It's just that I'm surprised at anybody at this point with a 9.5 game lead in a division with 11 games to go thinks that the Brewers are going to lose out and the Cardinals are going to win out. I don't see either one of those things happening. I just think that it would be a shame if the Brewers were to win tonight and tomorrow, and I'm not saying that it's going to be a shame for them to clinch, but we're not going to be on TV on Thursday. It's a YouTube game. So, you know, we carry this team all the way through the whole season in the clinching scenario. It's on YouTube, and we're not even going to do the game. That's just nothing.
That'd be nuts if they clinched the playoff berth on Fox, and then they clinched the division on YouTube, and you guys don't get it. That'd be wild. But, Bill, I'm not...
A little bit of paranoid a little bit. Maybe it's a conspiracy. I'm not quite sure.
I'm not worried about the Brewers winning the division. I think that's still comfortably in control.
Yeah.
What right. I'm worried about is that this is starting to feel like 2011, which is the most excited I've ever been as a Brewers fan. And that was the year. Like, everything was together. The pitching staff was amazing. The lineup was incredible. And then the Cardinals eke into the playoffs with a little run at the end. And they take down the Phillies, which was the juggernaut, which kind of feels like what the Dodgers are right now.
Yeah.
And then you're feeling like, okay, Brewers are the best team left, best rotation, here we go. And then it backfires, and the Cardinals end up winning the whole thing. That's what it's starting to scare me as. That it's getting
well,
that feeling.
I mean, you say that, you know, they had a great rotation. Their pitching staff was incredible. I mean, the pitching staff that they have this year is far and away the best that this team has ever seen. I mean, without a doubt. I mean, the big three.
Yeah.
Then you got Lauer and Hauser. You got Brent Anderson is going to be on the mound, you know, tonight. You know, the bullpen has been really good. Now, look, these guys are starting to rack up a lot of innings. You remember last year with a shortened season, they're doubling up their innings and their starts. And, you know, every now and again, you're going to have a hiccup with some of these guys in the starting rotation. You're not seeing it with Burns. You know, Freddie's starting to throw the ball like he was throughout the year. His first two starts after coming off the injured list. A little bit shaky, but his last two have been pretty good. But, you know, Woodruff, I feel horrible for Woodruff. He's got a 9-10 record. He's got one of the best earned run averages in the National League. You know, he has made 7 starts where he's pitched at least 6 innings, given up 0 or 1 run, and left the game either tied or behind. I mean, that's almost impossible to think. And it's just a matter of run support for him. But, you know, the Cardinals, hey, they always find a way to scratch their way back. I mean, I think baseball and every baseball fan was throwing dirt on them about mid-August, the latter part of August, and all of a sudden they go on this major run. Everything's going really well for them. And that's going to all come to an end. I mean, no team is as good as this, but no team is as bad as, you know, maybe a 10 or 12 game losing streak. So water finds its level. The Brewers are going to, you know, cruise on into this division title, and you know, it's probably going to be, you know, the Dodgers or the Giants against the Cardinals, and it's going to be tough for the Cardinals to get through either one of those two teams.
Rock, so watching last night, you and BA at the end of that game when the Cardinals decided to walk Yelich, and you both were kind of surprised because of the struggles. What have you noticed this year so far about Christian, and are you concerned? You think he's going to just start cranking it up, or where are you at with Christian Yelich right now?
Well, I think everybody's concerned about Yelich. Well, no doubt about it. I mean, it's been going on all year. He's had shown signs of breaking out of it and putting together some pretty good at-bats. Now, look, and I know people are getting tired of us talking about this, but, you know, like yesterday, he pinch hits. He hits a rocket into left field. It seems like every time he squares one up, it's right at somebody. But he hasn't been squaring up enough baseballs, granted. But, yeah, I think everybody's concerned about Christian, and that's why Craig Counsell dropped him into batting order a couple of days ago. He was batting third. Now he's batting fifth. a couple of days ago. You got to get your hot hitters at the top of the order, and hopefully he's going to snap out of it. I mean, this is a really good offense. I mean, these guys have been clicking along really well since the beginning of June. I think everybody was concerned, me included, you know, April and May. These guys couldn't buy runs, and their pitching was carrying them. But now Chris has got to get it going, because I think that, you know, the Brewers hope to get to the World Series and win the World Series. He's going to have to be a guy that's going to have to step it up and hit a lot better than he has throughout the year.
So, Rock, you've been around the Brewers forever. And I mentioned something the other day that this is the golden era of Brewers baseball. I got a little pushback. Somebody said, no, it was 78 to 84. Where do you come back on that? Don't you think with, you know, four straight playoff appearances and what this team has done under Craig Counsell, is this kind of the best, or is the best yet to come? I get, where do you come down on that?
Yeah. Well, you'd like to think that the best is yet to come. You're talking about, I think that until the Brewers get to the World Series and hopefully win a World Series, it's hard to say what the best teams and the best stretch of teams and winning games has been. But that wasn't around in 78. I came around, you know, I got to the Brewers mid-season 83. You know, I did play with a lot of those guys, you know, Molly, Yount, you know, Fingers. You know, when I first showed up at the ballpark in Arlington, Texas, you know, when I first got called up, I mean, there were four Hall of Famers sitting in that clubhouse. It was Molitor, Yount, and Molly Fingers, and Don Sutton, actually five, you know, now with Ted Simmons. So that was right. A really good stretch when Harry Dalton put that team together. But as far as just the teams that I have seen since I have been either playing or, you know, broadcasting, this is by far the best rounded team. When you're talking about defense, when you're talking about pitching, starters, bullpen, you know, offense, hitting home runs, you know, scoring runs. And again, you know, last couple of games hasn't been all that well, but all that good. But, you know, in my mind, this is the best team that I think all around. And they have a lot to prove. I mean, they haven't proven anything yet. They're going to win the division. They have to get deep into the postseason and get to the World Series. And then you can make an evaluation as to where this team stands and with respect to, you know, all the teams that the Brewers have had. But in my mind, as far as talent goes and well-rounded and, you know, base running and the way Council has been able to manipulate this roster, I think this is the best team that I've seen so far as a Brewer broadcaster.
Talking with Bill Schroeder on Wilde and Tausch, Rock, you mentioned Craig Counsell, and I'm looking back. As you mentioned, you were not yet in Milwaukee in 82. Let's see, you went Butte, Stockton, El Paso, Vancouver.
Right.
I was trying to remember all the
world. You bet you, baby. It was great.
I was trying to remember all those.
Minor league baseball was the best time I ever spent as a professional. I mean, no pressure, having fun, making a few bucks. You know, my first year at Butte in rookie ball, I brought home $192 every 2 weeks, and I thought I was a king. I had never gotten paid to play baseball before. $192 every 2 weeks.
After the season is over and after they win the World Series, I want to have sit down with you and hear minor league stories, because I love that.
I want to hear Rock. Who partied harder? Those 80, you know, the 80s Brewers, or those guys in Butte or in Vancouver? I'm guessing minor league party a little bit more, a little less pressure. Or am I wrong?
I'll tell you what, we had a blast in Butte and rookie ball. Now, think about it. I mean, you're talking about a bunch of guys that were out of high school that lived with mom and dad, or like me, guys like me who were in college that were kind of like everybody had their thumb on it. Finally, you got an apartment. I was in an apartment, a basement apartment with four other guys. And we had an absolute blast. And actually, you know, I had my best season ever in pro baseball in Butte. I played hard, and I partied hard, and it was a blast.
During his 1979 season at Butte in the Pioneer League, Bill Schroeder hit .355.
Woo!
He stole 18 bases. He hit 18 home runs. What a great year he had in only 65 games.
You know, I'm telling you, it was because, you know, I mean, I went to Clemson University, you know, and I played baseball there. And to go from Clemson and ACC baseball and playing some of the top competition, you know, maybe, you know, except for maybe, you know, not on the West Coast, but going to Butte, Montana in the Pioneer League in rookie ball was kind of like going from, you know, double A to rookie ball. It was a step down, I think, in that regard. But it was a good season. Too bad I couldn't do that in the big leagues. I wouldn't be doing TV for 27 years.
Well, you were pretty darn good. Don't sell yourself short, Judge. You're a tremendous slouch. Bill, before we let you go, because I know you got a lot on your plate, and I am going to try and get you to spend a bunch of time telling minor league stories someday after this season. But I want to ask you one thing about counsel, because yeah. I mentioned this to Sophia at the beginning of the week when she joined us, and I read the piece in the New York Times. I have just thought the world of him from the beginning. But as I look at your managers, you had Harvey Keene, Renee Latchman, George Bamberger, and Treb, I think, during your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you've obviously done television with a bunch of these other managers. Why has Craig been such a perfect fit?
Well, I mean, he knows how to get the most out of his players. He knows how to keep every one of his players engaged. It's not like, you know, he's got a set lineup where, you know, you have guys on the bench and they don't really feel like they're a part of things. Counts has a way of keeping everybody fresh. I mean, giving guys days off. I mean, think about the job that David Stearns and Council have done. I'm going to add David Stearns there. Now, this is a team that has 91 wins or 31 games over 500, and they've used 60 different players this year. I mean, that's an amazing number of different guys. I mean, you start your roster for the year with 26. So with injury and guys not playing all that well and they get sent down and guys throwing up, 60 different players the Brewers have had in uniform and that have appeared in games. And still, this is one of the best teams in baseball. I think Council's done a phenomenal job. And if he does not get a manager of the year this year, I think there's something wrong. I know that, you know, Gabe Kapler up in San Francisco is going to get a lot of votes because, you know, who thought the Giants were going to do what they're doing this year? But Craig Council's fabulous. I mean, he knows how to manage the game. He knows how to manage his people. He's really good with the press. He's good with us. I mean, there's nothing that you don't like about Council. The fact that he's a Wisconsin guy is part of that. But, you know, I think the world of the guy. I think he's done a terrific job.
Well, Rock, we think the world of you, and we always appreciate when you make time for us. I know you've got a lot on your plate, and you've got a lot of friends in this business that you spend time with. We always appreciate it when you make time for us. Thanks for calming Jesse down a little bit. We'll talk to you again soon, buddy. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me, and if you guys need any kind of calming down in the playoffs, give me a call.
We will definitely take you up on that.
Noted.
That is our friend Bill Schroeder of Valley Sports Wisconsin. Tausch continues live from the Ryder Cup. We continue as well next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Terrific dude. Thanks to Bill Schroeder, Rock, for joining us as part of our Hunt for Brew October coverage as the Brewers seek the World Series title. The Hunt for Brew October on ESPN Wisconsin, of course, presented by Annex Wealth Management. So, Jesse, I didn't mean to set you up to look like you were worried about them blowing the division. You're starting to get nervous about the hope that this will be the World Series champion Milwaukee Brewers. And I thought Rock calmed you down just fine.
He did. I still have that Wisconsin sports fan feeling like we talked about when the Bucks were on their run and when the Packers were going into last year's NFC championship game. Like, you just get certain signs and certain feelings that take you back to years past that something's going to go wrong on the big stage again. And the Cardinals making this big push in September is that feeling for me. It's just that feeling that here they come, the snobby best fans in baseball, that nobody even knows half the players on their team anymore right now because they've done this big turnover. But here they are winning 10 straight games, getting hot at the right time. They got a chance in a wild card. One game they could take out a big dog from the West that's a really good team, either the Dodgers or the Giants. And then it could be the Cardinals making noise again in the playoffs when it should be the Brewers' turn. When we've said this is the best pitching staff, the best lineup, the best well-rounded team, that Rock said. Like, it's just, it is nervous time for me as a Brewers fan, seeing that and rekindling some of those emotions from years past.
Yeah, I don't think you should worry. But I understand why you are. We will continue with Tausch live from the Ryder Cup as he gets ready.
I got some interesting news. It's not breaking news.
Interesting.
I just got a pic. I just got a picture from the Ryder Cup up here, and much like Max became a Seattle Seahawks fan after we visited Coach Bevel, and he got to meet Richard Sherman.
He's a Europe fan now.
Baldwin. Hold up. I was telling you guys that these guys are wearing green and gold on the Team Europe and cheese heads. I told you guys that that's what they're doing. They're hitting their practice round.
You did.
I just got a picture. Max just got a autographed cheese head from the Team European captain, Padraig Harrington. He's fired up, and I'm going to have to send Strick a note. I'm not going to allow Max to be on Team Europe. But I'm not going to lie to you, that's going to be tough to overcome. He's jacked up.
If you're an American, are you allowed to root for Team Europe?
I don't think so, but obviously, like most things, what if, like, you're best friends with Rory?
Yeah.
And, you know, he's over here a bunch. Do you end up saying, well, I'm going to root against my brother or my best buddy? I don't know. All of a sudden, I think Max is now going to be thinking Padraig Harrington is going to be
Patty.
His boy.
Patty.
I did not anticipate this being something I'm going to have to talk to him about.
Well,
so we'll see.
Parenting is full of challenges. So is banking. And to reduce those challenges,
nice.
Make
nice.
A switch to Associated
Dang, that's
Bank.
Good.
Our friends at Associated Bank have been phenomenal in supporting our show and our work here. And I say friends, but again, Ryan Taylor and Andy Harmening, they have become my friends and they have been fantastic to us. They have been fantastic to us as well as customers because they have the best customer service in the industry. They've got the awards to prove it, and you should experience it as well. Yes, I know. When you think about switching banks, you're thinking about, oh, I got to change my direct deposit and I got to change some of the auto pays. That's true. But it's more than worth it. Make the switch today to Associated Bank. And if you're a sports fan, Brewers, Badgers, Packers, all kinds of great perks that come with those checking accounts as well. Check out AssociatedBank.com to find out more. More with Tausch live from the Ryder Cup in Haven at Whistling Straits. Straight ahead, an hour in the 10 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch, which begins in 2 minutes. Stick around.